Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Iowa House District 79 Representative Dustin Height joins us on today's program to preview his second term in the Iowa Legislature and the 2021 legislative session. Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Representative Dustin Height, just elected to a second term in the Iowa House. First of all, I imagine that it feels good you were running unopposed, but to have that opportunity again to serve your district, your initial reaction to the November election and how things played out, not only for you, but obviously for your party in the state of Iowa.
I'm absolutely happy to be back representing the people of Marion and Mahaska County. I really enjoyed my time up there the past 2 years, and so I'm excited to be up there for two more. But, you know, from a statewide basis, we picked up six seats in the Iowa House, and I think what that showed is people are like the way that the state is headed, especially from my vantage from a budget standpoint, where, you know, when we hear of these states through this COVID-19 panic having budget troubles, Iowa is not one of them. So it was certainly a good night as Republicans, but I think certainly a good night for the state of Iowa.
Well, and we're talking right after the Revenue Estimating Conference came out with their latest numbers that showed maybe what I would say is modest budget growth coming up for fiscal year 2022 from 2021, which many states can't say throughout this whole COVID-19 pandemic. Iowa looks to have a similar revenue growth, I think, to what's been happening the last couple of years in that 2-4% range. Your reaction to where the budget stands, as you mentioned it, and what that ultimately means as you start thinking about the large chunk of the work that you do in the legislature, and that is dealing with Iowa's fiscal situation.
So obviously, the picture here, the financial picture here in the state of Iowa is pretty looking pretty good, especially when you consider all that we've been through this year and what other states are looking at. You know, I believe that the REC says next year should be up $296 million of additional revenue. So, what that means, I think, is we have some money to maybe address some of those COVID-19 issues and maybe fund some priorities that we would like to get done. You know, I know with this COVID-19, from my perspective, one of the things that has really come out of it is broadband and the fact that we have haves and have nots in this state. And so, maybe it might mean that we can address some of those issues with some money that we may otherwise not have been able to.
Well, and maybe the big news for you between the election and the upcoming session is that you'll be in charge of certainly fiscally the biggest portion of the pie, so to speak, as you'll be committee chair of the Education Committee in the House, and even policy-wise, a pretty critical piece as well. What was your reaction to being selected for that duty, and what are some of the things that you're kind of having to learn quickly as you head into this session, especially in the era of COVID-19 and a lot of the work that our educators have done to make in-person classes possible? And all the other things that are happening in the realm of education statewide?
Well, obviously, it's pretty humbling that Speaker Grassley decided to put that responsibility with me. Education just is one of the biggest policy chairs in the state. It's just physically one of the largest committees. I believe that they increased the numbers this year by two more representatives, or might have been four more representatives. But anyway, increase the size of the education policy. But then you're right, when it comes down to budget, school supplemental aid is the largest part of our budget, taking up about 43%. And then education spending overall, about 56% of the entire budget. Much of that is dealt with outside of the Education Policy Committee. But we do have historically, at least, dealt with SSA, and that's usually one of the first things that we do going in to the legislative session. Beyond that, I think some of the things that we're going to look at is ways that we can address maybe the learning gap that's been created by this COVID-19. There are students that have not been in class or haven't been in class a lot since basically last March. And that's certainly going to have an effect on their learning ability. There was some numbers that came out on a national scale that showed, I believe it was reading comprehensions in fourth graders, I think were the numbers, but we're down 25%. And that's a big hit for those young kids, because that's when we really need them to learn it and be proficient. So we're going to look at some of that. I know there's probably going to be a push to deal with some parental choice. You know, I think we all saw where the Des Moines Public School decided to go against what the governor said and what the law said and be completely online. And a lot of students were stuck in that situation and didn't have an option to either open and roll out or choose other avenues. And so I think one of the pushes that we're going to see is to maybe provide parents with a little bit more choice on how and where their kids get education. So those are, I think, some of the big things that we're going to deal with. We're also going to have to deal with a little bit of that same issue in our secondary education, the online learning, and some of our students at the Regents institutions, and maybe the education that they didn't get that they were expecting to get because they were online and not in person. So I think that's probably where we're going to spend our focus in the Education Committee this year.
And beyond education, obviously now having served 2 years up in Des Moines and at the legislative session, what are some of the things that you kind of learned from your previous 2 years, or maybe some policy things that you weren't maybe knowledgeable about until you got up till Des Moines, that now that you think are things that you can maybe even work on as a legislator coming up in the next 2 year General Assembly, and maybe some of your priorities based on what you learned the last couple of years?
Well, I mean, obviously you learn a whole bunch about a lot of different things. And, you know, you focus on some areas, you maybe aren't quite as well versed in other areas. You know, I spent a lot of time with tax policy and, you know, how that affects Iowa. And so I don't necessarily know that this is a year that we're going to delve into significant tax policy, because I think, you know, we just want to get Iowa back up and going to where it was before this whole pandemic. But one of the things that, you know, I've been harping at this ever since I've been in the legislature, even before, is broadband and access to broadband throughout Iowa, including the rural areas. And this year, the speaker actually created a new committee. He calls it the Information Technology Committee, that is tasked with dealing or addressing broadband in the state, as well as some other technology-related issues. And I think that's the first one in the entire country. I think I heard that was the first one in the entire country of a committee dedicated in a state legislature to addressing the issue of broadband expansion. And I actually have the privilege of also sitting on that committee. And so I want to see us not let go of that topic, because I know we have really worked at it. We got a little bit derailed last spring with COVID, and a couple of policies didn't get through that may have otherwise. So I want to make sure that we continue picking up that torch and keeping that one going.
Well, and if anyone in the district has questions, concerns, whatever it might be when the session kicks up, what is the best way for anyone that lives in your district to reach out to you, whether it is about your new chair duties or your committee duties or even just any bills they have questions about? What's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
So usually the best way, Andrew, is my email, my state legislative email, and that is dustin.height@legis.iowa.gov. Dustin.height@legis.iowa.gov. Especially when we get into session, you know, you're not always in one place. And so those emails, I do my darndest to try to get them answered that day, or at least reply to, and letting people know that I've seen it and I'll follow up on it. So that's probably the best way, especially during session. Normally at this time of the year, I always invite people to come up. This year, I don't quite know what it's going to look like with COVID-19 protocols. I don't suspect that it will be closed to the public, but perhaps some encouraging people to come in smaller groups and maybe meet outside the Capitol. So it'll be a little bit different for us up there, too.
Stay tuned to 92.1 KRLS for continuing coverage of the 2021 Iowa legislative session. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.